latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola insists that Manchester City and Manchester United are not in a two-horse Premier League title race. Both Manchester clubs have started the season in blistering fashion, each winning four and drawing one of their opening five games, scoring 16 goals and conceding two along the way. Their identical records mean they share a three-point gap at the top of the table over Chelsea, who are third. Guardiola, though, still expects the champions to compete, as well as eighth-place Liverpool and Arsenal, who are down in 12th. He said, there are six teams, we are just a few points ahead. When we finish out the weekend, we analyse what is going to happen in the future, but nobody knows. This is the Premier League. I hear from the beginning every single team can beat the other one. That is what I have heard since I arrived. I have a lot of respect for what I saw from Crystal Palace against Southampton and Burnley. They created a lot of chances. I showed to my players all the chances they created in just two games. So, obviously, Guardiola taking nothing for granted. Alexis Sanchez's future continues to be discussed across Europe. PSG are now said to be joint favourites with Manchester City to sign the Chilean forward when the transfer window reopens in January. It had looked as though City were going to have a free run, but it looks now as though PSG also want him, although they seem to spend money as though it is water. They actually managed to outspend almost everybody over the summer. But Sanchez, a straight fight between City and PSG, according to reports. Good news, Vincent Kompany has recovered from a calf injury. Whether he plays again this weekend remains to be seen, but he's shaken off his injury problem.